Hello and welcome to the Digital Health Leader Podcast, a Chime membership series where we bring you the best of the best in digital health leadership. I'm Russ Branzell, your host for this podcast and the President and CEO of Chime, the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives. It is my privilege to welcome you to our new Chime Trailblazer series, where we meet with and celebrate those digital health leaders who are forging new paths and coming up with inspirational ideas and shaping an industry for the better. These leaders across the industry have proven their talent and determination as they innovate and transform their organizations to meet the moment and shape the future. We're proud to know those leaders and support them here at Chime. Today, we welcome a trailblazing leader with an extensive background in driving transformational change through technology. She is a prior CMIO and has a background in hospital-based medicine as a practicing physician and a former hospitalist medical director with a focus on process improvement through her Lean Six Sigma training. She has a passion for driving transformational care for our patients while improving the clinical experience for the caregivers. I'm welcoming the Vice President and Chief Application Officer for Baptist Health and our current Chime Ahada Chair to the podcast, Dr. Stacy Johnson. Welcome to the program, Stacy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, it's absolutely exciting to have you here and actually watch firsthand your leadership as the chairperson for our Ahada organization. Some people are like, well, what's an Ahada? So maybe you can start off with that for us. What is an Ahada?
So great question. So Ahada is the new name for AHEA. So AHEA, as we all realize, is one of the associations under the leadership of Chime, and previously was more geared towards applications and software and, you know, making sure that the software is in place for our patient journey, our patient care throughout all healthcare organizations. However, what we realized was that there was a big component of healthcare that's missing in these associations, and that's really the data and analytics that are driven through these various applications and software components. And so in meeting with other association members, we felt that the AHEA board would be a natural place to bring in that that element. And so we've recently changed our name to AHADA, and it stands for Association for Executives in Healthcare Applications, Data, and Analytics.
Well, plus it just sounds like a nice, fun name, too.
It is. You it's know, very jovial.
You know, what was AHEA? That sounded kind of tough. Now you got an AHADA. That sounds even amazing. Well, time for change really is kind of the normal process in this. And so what does the inclusion of all these three groups together, sometimes there's overlap in organizations, sometimes they're separate. What are you all trying to achieve by bringing all this together into one umbrella?
Yeah, so it works so closely together. So having those applications and that data and analytics all driving for our patient care, which is ultimately why we're all here. And, you know, part of it is, as you mentioned previously, I am a physician. I still practice medicine as a hospitalist. And so at the end of the day, it's about the patient care. And how can we drive better patient care? It's through the interplay between the applications, the data, and the analytics that come out of these applications. And so we have to take into account our revenue cycle components and the data out of the revenue cycle. And in order to do this well, we have to embrace the change. And so bringing those that are leaders of data and analytics together with those that are leading the applications really felt like the right move for this association.
So obviously you're an amazing leader. You've been a doctor, which that alone is probably a career enough for most people to reach that achievement. And now trying to do all this change in organizations in an industry that admittedly does not like to do change. So what are you seeing in the marketplace and the industry right now, kind of these changes, and why it's so important for you to engage, especially with your background clinically, which is so critical, but at the exact same time, how do you take that to create something new?
Sure.
The term transformation or revolution or whatever your word you want to use to take us to a new place.
Right, exactly. So it is all about transformational change. And what we are finding, in most cases, the physicians and the nurses are begging for this data. They actually want the data, but you have to balance it correctly, and that sometimes there's this data overload that's coming in from all these outside resources. But we, if we can make a way of harnessing that data and making it meaningful and capture that data appropriately, we've got, you know, you've got IoT, you've got these device wearables. We are able to harness that information and use it for predictive analytics, use it for automation, really embracing the natural language processing that's really out there, and then putting this information in the hands of the caregivers and in the hands of the patients. That's one thing we haven't always embraced, is giving this information to the patients so that they can then be enablers of their own healthcare. And so really embracing that through the patient portal, allowing for patients to have their own information to make then decisions about their own healthcare. But more so, as I was mentioning, getting that data to the provider so they can act on it in a meaningful way.
So where do you think we're going to end up with this? What are we going to see when it's all done? Is it going to be the super empowered consumer? Is it going to be the super empowered clinician? Is it a little of both, a lot of both? It's, you know, it's additive to both sides. What do you see if we get this right? You know, you probably have a little bit of different thoughts in your head. Your clinician talks one day to you and your IT person talks another. What, if we get this right, what's going to look like?
So I think the landscape is going to always be fluctuating, but I do think it's got to be both. You can't have an engaged patient without having that provider have that information and having that same level of engagement and ability to enact on the patient care through technology, through innovation. So we have to be innovative. And I always remind people, innovation isn't always just technology. Sometimes it's a new process. Sometimes it's a new way of approaching a problem. So sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what problem are we trying to solve? That's that informatics background. And so what problem are we trying to solve? Well, we have all this data, we have the patients, and we have physician burnout, provider burnout, nursing burnout. And so if we can enhance that provider experience through technology, mobility solutions, natural language processing, looking at DACs, you know, really enabling some of these technology components so the patients can be provided for and the providers can do it in an ease of manner so they aren't sitting at a computer with their back turned to the patient. But on the flip side, if the consumer is fully enabled, they are able to choose their healthcare in a manner where they can maybe choose a provider from home and really allow for that better end user experience from the patient experience. Really looking at telemedicine, remote monitoring, hospital at home programs, and so trying to keep people in an environment where they can be cared for through the use of technology without having to come into the emergency room. As we all know, our EDs are, you know, overflexed with patients right now, and there's a long time of waiting in the ED before they can get to the floor. So looking at throughput initiatives, all through innovation. But what we're finding is that there's tools and technologies that are out there that can help define your throughput by getting that right data. So when should this patient be discharged? Are they appropriate for discharge criteria? So it's all out there, but it's about putting it together in a meaningful way that's not a burden to the providers, and it's also easy to use for the patients.
So obviously, I can see the visionary in you. You're starting to think about these future components. You work with one of those crazy innovative people in Aaron Murray, one of our board members of Chime, and we've involved him on some of these podcasts as well, and he's always thinking out there a little bit. He's just one of those people. I'm kind of the same way. We always jokingly say, as long as you can see the taillights on my car, you're probably close enough to where I'm trying to drive to and that kind of stuff. But I see that in you as well. So where do you think we'll be in a few years? Is it going to look like Star Trek all of a sudden and we're going to walk in the hologram to get care? Or is this really we're just going to amplify and really optimize the environment we're in today? Because some people think today is massively broken. Some people think it just needs to be tweaked. Where do you think we'll be in 3 to 5 years?
So in 3 to 5 years, I do believe we have some great foundational components in place, but I do not think we are where we need to be either. And so I think building on the foundational components, our EHRs are in place And they do have some of those great capabilities, but they're not being fully maximized. So I think it is about optimization of what you already have in place. One thing to take into consideration right now that most healthcare organizations are facing that they weren't even facing, say, 3 to 5 years ago, is the financial burden of the COVID, the great resignation, the paying for the traveler nurse. And so most healthcare organizations are dealing with an operational margin loss, and so minimize margins. And so it's hard to be fully innovative in technology when your operating margin is not where it used to be, say, several years ago. So you have to find that right balance between moving forward with new innovation, but there are innovative ideas out there that do bring in ROI. So looking at these innovations that reduce length of stay, looking at some of the RPA for your revenue cycle that will capture your revenue in a more automated way. So there are some components of innovation that you can do now, but I think some of the innovation is also looking at retention. And so that's why I think mobility is going to be something that we're really pushing forward at Baptist. We have nursing mobility solutions. We have phones for all of our nurses. We've used voice recognition for nurses. So we're one of the first Epic organizations out there that's using voice embedded in Rover. So really giving that nursing mobility component so we have less turnover so they can do their job at the bedside just on a mobile platform.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty good vision of a future. That's amazing. So let's take it back up to a level, just to leadership here for a moment. And obviously you have a very different background than a traditional IT person that kind of grew up in that IT ranks or leadership ranks. And so yours came up through physician and physician leadership and now applying that here. What's some of the biggest lessons you bring to the table as you are dealing with some of the stuff you just talked about, which none of what you talked about is easy. There's probably not been one initiative you've done where you go, that's a slam dunk. I'll get this one done in 3 hours and go on the weekend. You know, how do you deal with this from a leadership perspective? What are these great lessons you've learned?
Sure, that's a great question. So one thing I jokingly say to my team members is they definitely did not teach me this in medical school. but one thing I truly believe is that it's about the team. And so I believe in surrounding yourself with brilliant people that know how to do their job, that are amazing people. And I really buy into the philosophy that all boats rise with the rising tide. And so if you build up your team members and you enable them to do all that you believe that they can do, and then surround you with these amazing team members, and then next thing you know, those team members are building up other team members. And so I really believe it's about the team culture that you build within your department. I kind of believe in the fact that, you know, it's about creating this culture where you just all want to do your best. And so where you want to come to work each day. And so I think we've developed that at Baptist. And so it's so wonderful. I just love the team that we have. My counterpart colleagues, the CMIO, the CTO, the CNIO, we all work really, really well together. And then the people that work directly for us are all being built up also. So building up those team members will build your team up. And then ultimately, I always say to them, they make me look good. And so, you know, there is kind of that's my leadership style.
Yeah, what you can't see as we're on the, obviously we're on audio only, is the gigantic smile on her face as she talks about this. You can just tell the joy and passion you have in working with people to solve these really difficult problems.
It's so great.
So one last question for you as our time is running out. You're relatively new to Chime. What does Chime mean to you?
Sure. Chime has, I felt like once I've joined in, it allowed me to become the leader that I believe I want to be for Baptist and my healthcare organizations. And I've went to the CIO boot camp, and so I've been CIO certified. I've been to your Vive events, your Chime events. So it's about leadership opportunities, being on the now AHADA board chair, about innovation summits that I've participated in, coming to conferences, learning opportunities, networking. So just surrounding yourself with just really smart people who all have the same passion for healthcare IT that you do, it's invigorating. And so I've loved being a part of Chime since I joined.
All right. I'm just going to have Dr. Stacey Johnson be around all the time. She's, this smile is contagious. I'm telling you, she's so positive in how she approaches. Well, thank you for all you're doing for Chime, being such a great member, but also now with AHADA. And we're looking forward to seeing what you and your leadership and working with our team can do with that area. So if you, listeners out there, if you've got people working in applications or data or analytics, this may be the home for those leaders.
Exactly.
We want to make sure you're there. But thank you, Dr. Johnson, for everything you're doing. Thank you for being such a great member.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Hey, we'd also like to thank you, our listeners, for joining us for this episode of the Trailblazers series through our Chime Digital Leaders podcast. You can visit our website at chimecentral.org/media or at Spotify to listen to this and all these amazing top healthcare leaders. For now, continue to innovate, transform, and create positive change to advance and improve health and care throughout all those communities we serve. But for now, stay safe and God bless.